We continue our learning the Nishmas Tavi b'Menachem Rishem Chaniyaka b'Bidchas Elio. We begin Masechas Sanhedrin, a little bit of an introduction. The Torah says this is the mitzvah to appoint a beis din, batei dinim, in all of the cities in Eretz Yisrael. Shoftim v'shotrim t'ten lecha b'chol shorecha. The Pasuk says, the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, and there are three types of batei dinim. Yeah, there's a beis din of three dayanim. The beis din of three would judge dinei mamonos, money matters, dinei knasos, if there are fines, penalties that have to be paid. There's a beis din of 23 dayanim, known as the Sanhedrin Ketana. They would address dinei nefa. Capital issues, capital crimes, and based, and there was the based in HaGadol of 71, which is known as the Sanhedrin Gedola, or sometimes just the Sanhedrin Stam without saying Gedola, and that was that Sanhedrin of 71 sat in the Lishus HaGazas in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Chamber of Hewn Stone. You could look out from there and see the Mizbeach. And what did the Beis Din HaGadol adjudicate? So that's where there was, let's say it was a tribe, one of the Shevatim of Am Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zarah. So laws that apply, they have to be judged. A Navi Sheker, let's say, has to be judged. The Kohen Gadol has to be judged. So that's what a Beis Din HaGadol, that's what the Sanhedrin Gedola would do. Also, they would appoint the smaller Sanhedrios, the Sanhedrin HaKtana would be appointed by the Beis Din HaGadol. They would make certain decisions regarding halachos, if there were a suffix in halacha, as we'll see in the Mishnayos that we learn in the Masechta. The word Sanhedrin, according to many, is a Greek word. It means that elders who gather together in council, representatives of the people. According to some of me, Sanhedrin is a notricon, is a contraction of Sone Hadras Panim Badin, because that's exactly what a judge is supposed to do. He's supposed to hate where there's Hadras Panim, where there's favoritism in din. So maybe that's one way to remember the name Sanhedrin. So the mission begins like this. Dinei mamonos bishlosha. Dinei mamonos, let's say loans, where someone admits to owing money, where the malve is asking the lover to be paid. Anytime there's a debt, so in such a case, this is judged. Let's say they come to court, let's say the lover doesn't want to pay back. So this would be brought to a beis din of three dayanim. Gzelos v'chavalos b'shlosha, says the Mishnah as well. The gzelos, let's say someone stole something from someone. A person, let's say, was a shomer on a pikadon, on a deposit, and he denies the fact that he ever received it. So that's also in the category of gzelos. And chavalos, cases of injury, achol b'chavero, person who injures his friend is chai for five things. Nezek, tsar, nezek is the depreciation of value of the person. Tsar, we learn this in Bava Kama. It's the pain, repoy, medical bills, sheves, unemployment, and boshes, embarrassment. That, as we learn in the beginning of the eighth parak of Bava Kama, that's also cases of injury are born in front of the base, din of three. So Mishnah says, dinei mamonos b'shlosha, and gzelos v'chavalos b'shlosha. Gemara wants to know, why can't the Mishnah just say dini mamonos v'shlosha, gzelos v'chavalos, where there's theft or injury, so that's also dini mamonos. So the answer is, there's a difference between hodos v'halvos, where there are admissions to someone, he says he owes money, or cases of loans, where someone has to pay. So that's different than gzelos v'chavalos. Hodos v'halvos, you don't need dayanim mumchem, you don't need experts. What does it mean, experts? It means a mumchem means someone who has smicha, an unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that type of smicha is needed in order to judge gzelos v'chavalos. It is not needed to judge hodos v'halvos. Cases of loans are not necessary. Where do we learn this idea that you need mumchem, you need experts? So, from this unbroken chain, this smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe to Yeshua, etc. Because in the parashas of Shomrim in Shmos Chav Beis, the parashas of Shpatim, it says the word Elokim three times. It says V'nikrav Balabayis Elokim, and it says Ad Elokim Yavo Devar Shnehen, and Asher Yarshiun Elokim Yishalem Shnayim L'Reyehu. This is speaking about a Shomer who has to take a Shavua, who swears. Let's say that he was Shomer Chinam, swears that he wasn't negligent. He comes to the Elohim. The Elohim, representatives of Hashem, we assume that when the Beis Din sits, Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel, Bekev Elohim Yishbot, we assume that when the Beis Din is sitting, that Hashem is there. Hashem is helping them make the decision. So that's why we say the word Elohim. In fact, it's written three times. That's the source. We need three judges as well. So we need Dine. Really, we need Mumchim, because Elohim means that Hashem is there. The assumption is that they have smicha, they're experts, and we know that Hashem is assisting in this judgment. So why then shouldn't all money matters require mumchim, people with smicha? Why do we say that only gezelos v'chavalos need three, and dini mamaros, which are hodos v'chavalos, do not need three mumchim? So the Gemara explains, based on the principle shalotino deles bifnei lovin, literally not to lock the doors in front of people who want to borrow money. If a malve, a person who lends money, realizes that in order, if the lovin defaults on the loan and he has to bring him to court, he's going to have to gather a court of three mumchim, three experts, three people with smicha, then maybe a big turk on his part to try to gather those kinds of people. You don't have so many people who are experts in that area, so and have real smicha. So therefore, the Malva may, in the next time, now we'll change his mind, he'll be discouraged from lending people money. So therefore, the Chachamim instituted that the cases of Hodos, all those loans, do not need three mumchim, three hegiotos, three ordinary judges. Of course, they have to be learned, but they don't need real smicha. They can judge the case. Then the Mishnah says, Nezek, what other things do we say you need three judges for? So Nezek, which is, let's say, Ashur Hamur, it learns from the Bava Kama, Ashur Hamur, it's gored already three times and causes damage, so you pay Nezek Shalim, that's Nezek. Vachatzi Nezek, that's Ashur Tam, where it hasn't gored yet three times, so you pay only half damages. Tashlume Kefel, which is a payment, of course, of a Ganav, Ganav Anada, as opposed to a Gazan who just pays the Keren, a Ganav pays Kefel, pays double. Vitashlume Abra Vachamisha, the payment of four or five times, where a person steals a shor or a seh, an ox or a sheep, and he shechs it or sells it. So you pay five times if it's a shor and four times if it's a seh. So all of those cases, nezek, chatzi nezek, tashlume kefel, tashlume yidal lebehei, bishlosha, you need three, and there we need dayan and mumchim. They need smicha. Ha'ones v'hamafata. Now we're dealing with other cases of, these are cases of knas. Let's say kefil is knas too, dalveh is knas as well. But ones v'hamafata, here's a case where a man rapes or seduces a nara basula. Nara is between 12 and 12 and a half. The basula halacha is you have to pay the father 50 kesef. That's a knas. The hamotzi shema, person who claims that his wife is not a basula, and in fact he's it's not true. She's able to prove that she was a basula when they got married. So he gets Malkus, and he also has to pay 100 kesef, 100 shekel. That's a knas. Bishlosha, those also need three dayanim mumchim, divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir who holds not only ones and befate, you have to use three, but motzi shema as well as three. But the Chachamim disagree on the motzi shema. Chachamim omim, motzi shema be'esim u'shlosha. Motzi shema needs 23 judges. Why? Potentially, it could be a capital offense. Why? Because if it becomes clear that the woman was really not a basula when she got married, and the husband's claim is correct, and maybe she actually was unfaithful during erusin, after they'd already had that first stage of marriage, so she's an eshes ish, so the halacha is that she gets skila if she had an affair during that time. So since it could potentially, motzi shema could lead potentially to skila, to din in nefashos. Therefore, as we'll learn in Mishnah Daled, din in nefashos need 23. So therefore, motzi shema should have 23. And there holds, no, if in fact it turns into din in nefashos, so we can add on onto the three dayanim, add on another 20. But the Chachamim say, no, I don't want to do that. I'd like to start with 23. Why? Because if you start with three and now I have to add on another 20 to make it 23. If it turns into dini nefashos, you're now going to be motzi las. People are going to speak negatively about the original base. They may say something's wrong with them. They're disqualified, and that's why we're adding on. And therefore, you want to start with 23, even if at this point the motzi shema is not dini nefashos. Just to clarify, when we speak about at the beginning of the mission, it says dini mamonos, and we assume that dini mamonos is a reference to just hodos v'halos. Hodos and alvos are both part of loans. When we say hodos, that means, let's say where person has, the malva has edim, that can testify that the love, the borrower, admitted that he owes the money. Maybe he admitted that he owes half, which we call modem mixas, maybe he owes the whole thing. So he admitted to the debt, that's done in front of three judges who don't need to be mumchim. And halvos, of course, is the where Edom come and testify that Reuven lent money to Shimon, and that's it. It could be in this case that there was no hoda at all. There was no admission on behalf of the loveh. But that's what we call halvos. The hodos and halvos are really part of the same category, all included this dini mamonos that do not require mumchim. Perek Aleph Mishnah base. Makos mishlosha. What's makos? Well, you get 39 lashes. When does that happen? A person violates any lo taseh in the Torah, whereas through an action, and so the halacha is to get 39 malkos, and based in, how many people do you need for the based in for malkos? When a person violates a lo tase from the Torah, says the Tanakama b'shlosha. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Omru, but in the name of Yishmael, they say be'eser b'shlosha, that you need, that we treat it like dine nefashos, like capital offenses, and you need a based in of 23. What's the basis of machlokas? Why cases of malkos, well, malkos need 39, which are 39 lashes, need a based in of 3 versus 23. So the Gemara says like this. Abaye says, why does Rabbi Yishmael say you need 23? After all, Malkos is no one's getting killed. So the answer is that Rabbi Yishmael learns a gzera shava, Russia, Russia, from Chayve Misos. When it comes to Malkos, the Pasuk says in Dvarim Chafhei V'haya im bin hakos harasha. There we have the word Russia. That's in the context of Malkos. And regarding Chayve Misos, we have in Bamidra Laman Hei, V'lo in Parashas Masei, V'lo Sikhu Kofer L'nefesh Roteach Hashehu Rasha Lamus. So we have the word Rasha regarding Malkos, we have the word Rasha regarding Misa, and we learn the Gzer Shava. Just like Chayve Misos need 23, so too Chayve Malkos need a basin of 23. Rava has a different explanation where Rabbi Yishmael says you need 23 because Malkos is b'makom misa omedes. What does that mean, Malkos b'makom misa omedes? A person who violates a lo tase from the Torah really should die. But nonetheless, here we're lenient, and in certain cases we're not. The punishment is not as severe, and we give you Malkos. And this is like a penalty, but it's treated like Misa. And therefore, since, according to Rava's explanation, in explaining Rabbi Yishmael, Malkos is like Misa, it almost takes the place of Misa, you really should have received Misa as a punishment, so therefore, it needs din and nefashos. However, we follow the Tanakama. Tanakama who says Malkos is only Bishlosha. Why is that? Because it says, regarding Chavei Malkos, v'nigishu el ha-mishpat u'shvatum. Shvatum means, we assume it means that they are going to judge. That's shnayim, that's two. And there's a rule, ain't based in shakel. Based in cannot have, of course, an even number, because you need the ability to win by a majority. So therefore, take the word ushfatum, and now add on one, you have three. And that's v'nigishu el ha-mishpat ushfatum is in the context of Malkos. And therefore, usually the halacha is that you should have three. Then the Mishnah says, ibur ha-chodesh. What about really what we call Kiddush HaKodesh? That's what it means. That's Bishlosha. This is where we add on. This is where we're going to add on. We're making a decision, rather, as to whether the month is going to have 29 days or 30 days. So we need a based in that's going to check the Eidim. Discussed at great length in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So here, we need a based in that's going to declare that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, assuming that Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 30th day as opposed to the 31st day. So that's when we make an announcement. After 29 days, we see the new moon. So that next day is Rosh Chodesh. That's the first day of the next month, meaning the previous month only had 29 days. If that's true, based and announces the Rosh based and says Mikudash, everyone responds Mikudash, Mikudash. So we need, when there's Kiddush HaChodesh on that 30th day, well, based and has to be involved, and therefore you need a based in of three. Then the Mishnah says, but Ibra Hashana Bishlosha Divrei Rabbi Meir. What about Ibra Hashana? This is where we add on a month. We want to know, is there going to be an extra Adar or not? So that should be done Bishlosha, and you need three mumchim for that, according to Rabbi Meir. And why would that be necessary? So Pasuk says, Shavuot is Chodesh Aviv, Osis HaPesach. We have to make sure that Pesach is going to be in the spring. If we see that spring is not arriving just yet, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, Amid Beis, has other reasons why we may push off and add on a month, but we want Pesach to be in the spring. We see that Pesach is still going to be in the winter, so then we may have to add on an extra month. We have a built-in drawn calendar, but the that 7 out of every 19 years is going to be a leap year. So we have that machzor. But in those days, the Beis Din would sit. How many people would sit to do that? And here it says, three three mumchim would sit. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, not so simple. Bishlosha maschilim, meaning you'd start out with three, and three would join together these three dayanim to discuss whether you need to do Ibra Hashanah. You need to ask on, add on an adar. If two out of the three say, we don't need to gather a basin for this, there's no need to add on a month of adar, it'll be a regular year, won't be Ibra Hashanah, so then we don't discuss this any further. But let's say two of them say no, maybe we should consider Ibra Hashanah. And so then we add on another two dayanim, uvachamisha nosim v'nostim. Then they discuss it with these five people. If a majority of them, three, say that we indeed, at least three say we really should discuss this further, I think we need Ibra Hashanah, then the gomer mishiva, we add on two, and now we have seven people to make the decision about Ibra Hashanah. So we start out with three, then five, then seven. This is keneged birkas kohanim, the Gemara says. Three, Yivarach Hashem Yishmarecha, three words. Five, Yivarach Hashem Panecha Ve'elecha V'chuneka. And then, that's five. Then seven, Yivarach Hashem Panecha Ve'esimcha Shalom. And the idea is that we want Berkas Kohanim, that bracha coming from Hashem, through the Kohanim, who are the vehicle for that bracha. So that should, the year should be a year of growth. It should be a year of prosperity. Though, but let's say the first three dayanim made a decision about Ibra Hashanah and they didn't add on anymore, not five, not to seven, Muberes b'di'evid, it would be Muberes. And we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that indeed we should, ideally we should have seven, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, who says three.